Tenderly, the Rosemary Clooney musical will be presented at the Carnegie Theater in Covington, Kentucky from yesterday, November 4th through the 19th. With me in the studio are Maggie Perino, the Carnegie's theater director and the star of Tenderly, Kim Schroeder-Long. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Kim, you're no stranger to Cincinnati's theater stage. An Ohio native, you're living in San Francisco now. Share your acting journey with us.
So I actually have a degree in theater from Bowling Green State University. I got my stage legs, though, here in Cincinnati. I started touring with Art Reach. And then I took a long time off to raise my kids. Got back into acting when they were old enough for that to be a conducive thing. A couple of years ago, I started out with CMT again, Cincinnati Music Theater. Did some shows there at the Aronoff, did some stuff with Marimont, Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, and the Covedale. And the last show I did here was 3 years ago. I did Streetcar at the Covedale right before I moved out to the Bay.
So, and what are you doing out in San Francisco?
I've been up to all kinds of things there, getting work wherever I can. I've done some cabaret. I've done some theater. Actually, when I get back, I start my next gig, which is an immersive theater experience called The Speakeasy. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, a variety of different roles, musical and straight plays. So,
had you seen this production before?
I had not seen it, but it was definitely on my radar. In fact, I believe it premiered at the Playhouse right after I moved out to the Bay Area, because I remember sort of following that on social media and such and reading the reviews and everything. So yeah, I was definitely very aware of it.
And how's your voice compared to Rosemary Clooney?
Well, that's probably for others to say. I think we definitely were both contraltos. We have a similar range.
I would say when we saw Kim's audition video, she sent us footage of herself working on a different version of the show, an earlier version that they had done out in California. And myself and Deanne Brell and Ed Cohen, who are the co-directors on it, our jaws dropped. And we sent a million texts between each other saying, I can't believe how much she sounds like Rosie. I'm transported, right? I can immediately find that touchstone of her voice in Kim's. So it was really fantastic for us. I think it's going to be lovely. People are going to like it.
And can you kind of, Maggie, tell us a little bit about Rosemary Clooney?
Sure. Well, of course, she was a Kentucky native. In fact, we recently took the whole production group down to Maysville and Augusta. We saw her grandmother's house where she grew up. We saw her house where she retired to, her little riverside house. We stood in the places she stood. We laid flowers at her grave at the cemetery. It's amazing to be this close to her in both the subject matter and in this particular place in the country. So I thought it was really special to bring Rosemary's story to the stage and share it again with people in this region.
Did you get to tour her museum?
We did.
Yes.
Yes. We saw
really
the
special
original White Christmas sisters' gowns. We saw the fans. I think I might have fainted a bit. I love it so much, I admit. Growing up with Rosemary and then getting to really spend this time with her in sort of a really real way. It's very different than any other show I think I've really worked on before.
And that probably helped you by being in the museum to see.
Being anywhere that she was, anywhere that I can get little pieces of her, and she is all over Maysville and Augusta, you really, really sense her
really
presence
do there.
And especially, I mean, my favorite part of touring her house, the memorabilia, of course, is
of
very
course.
Fun.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of it was, you know, having read her memoir now several times and really being immersed in her experiences and knowing right where that spot was that she writes about in her room in Augusta and the view that she cherished of the Ohio River there. And I knew immediately without having to be told exactly where that spot was because she's described it with such tenderness and affection.
So did you listen to a lot of her albums?
Oh, yes, of course. But her music has always been a part of my life. I don't remember a time when she wasn't on my radar. You know, even as a little girl, one of my friends calls her the unofficial first lady of Christmas. You know, I can remember listening to Here Comes Susie Snowflake and, of course, White Christmas. So her music's always been part of me. But certainly in preparation for the role, you really want to listen for all the little nuances and anything you can do that will inform an authentic portrayal. Because the challenge when you're playing a real person, of course, is to transcend impersonation. And that means, of course, the superficial characteristics are important, the look, the sound, the mannerisms. But you have to move beyond that to really get to know who they are on the inside if you want to get to the next level of a real portrayal.
And what is the plot of this play?
It kind of is a piece that sort of shows her biography, right? It sort of walks through her life a little bit. And it's very much framed by her struggles with addiction, with mental health. After a lot of her early successes, she does go through a period where she breaks down and really needs to realize who's that new Rosemary, who's that next person on her journey, and sort of rebuilds her career as a jazz singer. And so this is really framed by those sessions with her doctor. And that is the other character in the show, actually, is the doctor. He sort of steps into the roles of many of the other men in her life to continually tell her life story. But it's really framed by these very intimate sessions about her struggle and trying to rebuild or reimagine her career in a way that she's ready to move forward with.
And who is that actor who's playing the doctor?
It's Alan Middleton. People might have seen him in other local theatrical productions. I know he was in 9 to 5 at the Incline Theater maybe two summers ago. But he's a very prolific Cincinnati actor, incredible range. So we were very happy that we got him to play that character, which is one man, but also many of the men in Rosie's life.
So will there be a live band behind you?
Yes, we do have a live band. The beauty of this story is, of course, the music is an essential part of it because the music was an essential part of who Rosemary was. But what Mark Friedman and Janet Yates-Vogt have done is they have written a story about, first and foremost, a person in crisis, working through this crisis in therapy. And anyone who's ever availed themselves of therapy for any reason knows you're not going to heal what needs healed without a thorough account of your life. And so we get a thorough account of her life through these therapy sessions, and the music is an integral part of that. So the songs are part of the story rather than the story being this loose weave of a plot just to pin the hits on.
Well, Maggie, can you tell us a little bit about the rest of Carnegie's season in 2018?
Sure, absolutely. I would love to. After Tenderly, we've got Willy Wonka coming up in January. We're very excited about this one. It will have an array of students from the community in it playing some of the ensemble roles. January is our annual family-friendly production, and the theater department actually partners with our giant education program to create sort of a next-step opportunity for students who maybe have come up in our training programs and now are ready to kind of take on a next level of performance. And we have some incredible people playing the parents. We have Dane Page playing Willy Wonka. People might have seen him at the Children's Theater. He recently, I think he's done a lot of NKU's Commonwealth Theater. And then we'll actually end our season with a show called Motherhood Out Loud. This is a newer play. It's actually a set of scenes and vignettes written by a number of contemporary playwrights, including Teresa Rebeck, who's from here, and Pulitzer Prize winner Beth Henley. And it's a really neat piece because there's something in it for everybody. It's about motherhood, but it's about motherhood, stepmotherhood, mother-in-lawhood, and having to be a mother as a father when there isn't a mother around. And even then, being an adult child, having to go back and take care of your mother when it's kind of that time has come. So there's a lot of things about it that I think everybody can have a little accessible moment with. There's something that reflects everybody's life in Motherhood Out Loud. It's also incredibly hilarious. It's a comedy. It really is. It's all of those kind of crazy, stressful, nonsensical moments I think parents have throughout the course of their lives where you love your kid and they drive you absolutely up a wall. So we're doing that. It'll actually close just before Mother's Day, but it's right in that nice little spring slot in April where it makes a very nice family outing.
Thanks for coming in tonight and telling us about all this.
Yes, thank you
for having
our
us.
Pleasure.
I've been in conversation with Maggie Perino and Kim Schroeder-Long about the Carnegie's production of Tenderly, the Rosemary Clooney musical running through the 19th. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Someone to